by. Kind of strange lots of hope that these are. Kind of strange times. 101's empty and so is the five. Ghost town highways make for easy drive. We drove north to the great land. Over the hills we roamed. We drove north to the great land. The barge line, familiar faces there, masked on to take off, and we're up in the air. We flew north to the great land.
This is June Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. At times, like the folk festival, we seem to be filled with the interconnectedness of things, a theme in Linda Buckley, that she's explored in, as a writer in her writing and in, as a publisher. And Linda Buckley's with us right now. She joins us now to tell us about a special event that's happening tomorrow in front of all places, most appropriate, and you'll find out why, the whale sculpture, Taku the Whale. It's the release of her new children's book, The Humpback in the Herring. Linda, thanks so much for tuning in with us today here and being here on via Zoom. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Andy, you know, when I hear your voice, I think you can't wet a, you can't catch a fish if you don't wet a line.
Wow. And now
I was thinking about Greg on the preserves because he often plays with Tony. I just saw these people that I miss so much.
Linda's referring to the Fishing Report with John Greeley and Greg Pease that I used to get to do back in the 90s. We are dating ourselves terribly here, but have fond memories of that.
Well, you know, Andy, you know, it's funny that I'm on as an author because, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, and the Buckley women sing at the Folk Festival, you know, often. Not this year, but I thought with all this music and Robin Hopper and, you know, I thought, you know, have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue during a pandemic? Let me tell you, it's true.
Well, so tell me about that. Now, did you write this book during this? Did the pandemic kind of inspire you to get to writing a book?
No, I wrote the Bear and the Blueberry.
Okay.
I launched it in November 2019. And then it was actually my son who said, hey, how about a sequel, The Humpback in the Herring? And, you know, this is a science book for kids about the interconnectedness of everything. And to get the bear in the blueberry had to involve bear poop.
Sure.
So the scat nourishes the blueberry bush, and then when the bears come out of hibernation. And the illustrator is this really fabulous watercolor artist from Seattle named Robin Robbins. And so she was all game to do a whale book. And then I thought, man, getting a humpback inside a herring, that's going to be harder. But as it turns out, when the humpback eats a ton of herring after bubble feeding and then lets go of the feces, it's this yellow cloud that the herring swim through, and it's filled with nitrogen, and every single thing in the ocean depends on whale poop
survive. The humpback in the herring, I just assumed that meant swimming through a big school of herring. But what it means is that that really does get to that interconnectedness, doesn't it? It sort of changes your perspective on how these creatures live with each other.
Right. And how everything. And so both books start out with, you know, they're four little kids because of the illustrations. But the end of the book is three pages of facts, bear facts. And then in this book, whale facts. And I also had Dr. Fred Sharp, who's a whale biologist, fact check it. And he added some really interesting things. You know, Fred, one of the cool things, and the best part of being, because I was a teacher forever, is reading to kids and listening to what they say. And I dropped off a copy of this book for all the elementary school libraries a couple days ago. And there was a third grader in there. And he said, oh, let me look at this new book. And he's holding it and he's looking. He said, are you Linda Buckley? Did you write this book? He said, are you a real author? Can I shake your hand? You know, I mean, he said, I've never met an author. You know? And I'm still getting used to, you know, like being an author because it's a new thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the kids say, they ask fabulous questions. And this book goes right into phytoplankton. I mean, this the whale facts really get into the effects of climate change, acidification, you know, how that affects the web of life. They understand it's a circle of life story. And but it starts, you know, with, can you see the sun in the blueberry or the herring? Can you see the rain? Can you see the earth, the ocean? Everything is in the herring. Everything's in the blueberry. And this was inspired by a Zen master, Thich Nhat Hanh, who I credit on the back of the book that 20 years ago, I was at a lecture that he gave, and he held up basically a piece of white paper and said, can you see the logger in the paper? And I looked for a picture of a logger. And he said, can you see the rain in the paper and the sun and the earth? The entire universe is in the piece of paper. And I thought, then the bear is in the blueberry.
Yeah, right, right. What a great way of thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote that book 20 years ago, and I wanted Riemann Yost to illustrate it. And, you know, that's the thing about self-publishing is you can pick the illustrator. But when you pitch it to a publisher, they pick it. And, you know, by the time I approached Ree, because we both have cabins in Tenneke, and I love her art. I mean, she just does bears and blueberries like nobody, right? And she said, you know, Linda, I have macular degeneration, you know, and I don't have a lot of art that I can't see very well. But it's a great story. But I put it in a box for another 10 years until I found this woman in Seattle. So.
And how did you how did you come about finding her and finding her work?
Well, that was also really serendipity. So a friend of mine that used to live in Juneau said, you should meet my friend Robin because she's a world traveler like you are. And so I started following her on Facebook and I realized that she doesn't take a camera. She takes her paints. And I looked at her art on Facebook and I went, wow. This woman is such a great painter. So I called her and said, she barely knew me. And I said, do you want to do a children's book? And she said, what's it about? And I said, bears and blueberries. She said, isn't a bear just a black blob on a piece of paper? I mean, you know, once you see this book, you can see that this woman might not have known how to paint a bear, but she figured it out.
She
really
figured
fast.
It out. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
You know, well, and every bear was like, this one ate too much and he's got a bellyache.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so it was a little trickier. I mean, it took her a while.
To sort of, you know, that you get to it when you're talking about children's books, and a bear is something that can be sort of personified so well,
right,
and you can imbue with personality. And that must be harder with a whale, I would think.
And also with bears, you know, they're in skunk cabbage, they're in their den, there's all this color. As you can see, this book is
right,
very colorful because of the blueberry bush, whereas mostly everything with the whale is in the ocean.
Right.
So she does do a few, and there's the whole migration. I mean, you know, they feed in Alaska. They have their babies in Hawaii. So there's definitely some pictures of Hawaii. And so I'll write off the trip, you know, next year to take the book.
That's good. Yeah, it's always thinking. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah.
See, so I was going to do a first Friday, but the books actually, AML, the printer is, I learned about the printer from Mark Kelly. He does his calendars with Friesen's Press, and they're a sustainable press in Manitoba. And they said, we think that they'll be there by the 1st of April, but, you know, you should allow yourself some wiggle room. So it's a good thing I ordered, and I said, send 100 books early, because AML just called today, and they get here Sunday. And my book tomorrow. So I'll have 1,000 books by Monday, but tomorrow I'll have, you know, I have not quite 100 books, and, you know, I'll be lucky to, who knows, you know,
well,
I schedule it.
You sell the ones that you get those through, and then you can take orders. The other orders will fill in the other 1,000.
Well, you know, this town is so, you never know. The weather is a factor. I did rent the little covered area by the whale. There's a beautiful glassed-in place there.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you've seen it. And then I wanted to do it 10 to 12 because I'm a folk festival groupie, and I wanted people to be able to go right over to Centennial
Hall. It's a great warm-up. event to go to. And speaking of which, I mean, I actually think the weather is supposed to hold for you tomorrow. It's supposed to not be, you know, too bad. It might be a little on the chilly side, but that's okay. Right. We can deal with that. No problem.
Yeah. No, I just went for a walk right before this call, and I had my ball cap on and had to come in and put a wool hat on. And then it hailed.
I saw the hail. When I was driving into the studio, I was like, I think that's hail.
I know. No, but it's fun. And I dedicated the book to my son, Jimmy, because he, you know, he's the one that said, hey, do the sequel. And he also, I put in the dedication that, you know, I think little kids, I mean, they reawaken your sense of wonder. And he has been curious ever since he turned over his first rock, you know, probably at Auk Bay. And he's still a curious guy. And the thing about kids is, I learned so much when I read to them. You know, when I read to these kids in Tanaki who've grown up with bears, I haven't read the whale book yet. There's this kid named Ray, he's 8 years old. And he raised his hand. He goes, you know, I know something that's not in your book about black bears. I said, what's that? They have tapeworms coming out of their butt. Sometimes they're 20 feet long.
That's true. We all know that.
I said, you know, Ray, you write that book. And,
yeah, I think that's from the salmon. They're eating that raw salmon. Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
I didn't know it. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you often see those bears that are feeding on salmon a lot, that's definitely a common occurrence. Yeah. He's right about that. I don't know how you work it into a kid's book. Although, of course, kids would love that. They would love to hear something like that.
The grosser, the better.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what's cool about? Well, one thing I learned from Dr. Sharp was just like songbirds, only the males sing. You know, we hear the, you know, you hear these females, but I didn't realize the females don't sing at all.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Oh, very interesting. Right. So much about all the biology of ocean creatures is still a huge mystery and still to be discovered and still to be known. But I think it's wonderful thing for you to put something together that gets children really thinking about that interconnectedness. And it's something that I think as they become mature and decision makers it's something they really keep in mind. It's all connected. Well, Linda, thanks so much. It's wonderful to talk to you and catch up with you.
Her.
It's good to see you as well here. Well, I get to see Linda. She's on Zoom, so I get to see her. But for those of you listening, Linda is going to be having her book opening. It's happening tomorrow. It's out at Taku. The whale statue right downtown is happening from 10 to noon tomorrow. It's in front of the whale sculpture. And it's all in celebration of the launch of The Humpback in the Herring, which is the sequel to The Bear in the Blueberry, which came out back in 2019. Linda, thanks so much. Congratulations on your book. It looks wonderful. And I hope you have a great opening tomorrow.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, great talking to you.